Today's attack on the West Bank came just a few hours before Secretary of State Colin Powell got together with his counterparts from the European Union, Russia, and the United Nations, all seeking common ground on ways to deal with the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. But the meeting illustrated the disagreements between the United States and the other would-be mediators. President Bush has made it clear that his administration will no longer work with Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. But representatives of Russia and the EU said today that they are committed to dealing with Arafat so long as he remains the elected leader of the Palestinian people. NPR's Vicky O'Hara joins us now from New York. And Vicky, to what extent did the issue of Arafat figure in today's meeting?
Well, it came up repeatedly because reporters asked all the members who were there for the meeting of this group that calls itself the Quartet, you know, where they stood on this issue of Arafat's future. And the Russian Foreign Minister Igor Ivanov and the European Union Foreign Policy Chief Javier Solana both were quite direct in saying that they're committed to working with Arafat. But at the same time, they didn't directly criticize the position taken by President Bush. And that's rather consistent with the tactics used by U.S. allies in the weeks since President Bush called for new Palestinian leadership. That was the speech on June 24th when he talked about what the U.S. would do to help the Palestinians bring about a state of their own.
Well, that's what Russia and the EU said today. What did Secretary Powell say today about Arafat?
Well, Secretary Powell emphasized that the meeting really was focusing on concrete steps to help the Palestinian people. For instance, you know, the urgent need for humanitarian assistance and reforming Palestinian governmental institutions. And Powell said personalities really weren't part of that discussion. But, you know, last night in an interview on ABC's Nightline, the secretary was asked repeatedly about the issue of Arafat. And he finally said that the possibility of moving Arafat aside into some sort of symbolic position of president in order to make way for a new Palestinian prime minister was something he was more than willing to consider.
Well, let me ask you about another disagreement between Washington on the one hand and Europe and Russia on the other, I guess. Washington has not made demands on Israel until the security situation improves. Did that come up at the news conference?
Yes, the European and Russian representatives, as well as Secretary General Kofi Annan, several times made the point that while they agree that the security situation absolutely has to be improved, that Israel has a right to, you know, secure borders, that achieving security without at the same time making progress on political and economic issues is simply asking for trouble. A little while ago, a senior administration official who was briefing reporters about the meeting said that, you know, there were obvious disagreements on these various issues, but he said that what was striking to him about this meeting was how much agreement there was on constructive steps that could be taken in the near future to try to help the Palestinians, you know, reform their institutions, to try to help them with, you know, their dire economic situation.
Well, does the Quartet have a plan to actually aid the Palestinians?
Secretary Powell says the group has ideas that will be discussed in the near future. He didn't get into details, but a big issue in any aid program is how to maintain control of the money. The United States has made it clear that any U.S. aid to the Palestinians is contingent on adequate reforms being put in place to monitor how it's used. Washington complains the European Union doesn't have enough controls on the money that it gives to the Palestinian Authority. And the European Union's Javier Solana was asked about that today, and it was one of the more tense moments of the news conference. He made a very terse statement to the effect that European aid to the Palestinians has more controls on it than most other forms of international assistance.
Thank you, Vicky.
Thank you.
NPR's Vicky O'Hara speaking to us from New York.